Joining me in studio to take me through the day's market performance is Bright Khumalo, who's a portfolio manager at Vestec Asset Management. Bright, thank you so much for your time.
Lovely to be here this evening.
So how did the markets do today?
Yeah, looking at the markets today, we started deep in the red. At some point, we were down about close to 3%, but I see we only closed just under 0.5%, which is good. You can see a little nice recovery towards the end of the day. Mainly, you know, the reason is still around those trade wars now, the most recent one being the retaliation from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Basically saying they're going to slap an additional, well, $50 billion worth of duties that I'm talking about that are similar to the US ones.
Mm.
And, you know, the stuff they want to put duties on is soybeans, aircrafts, cars, whiskey, bourbon, you know, all the nice stuff from America,
yeah.
Chemicals. And right after they announced that, the vice chairman or the vice president, the financial minister of the Republic of China, comes out and says, you know, these things are very childish. We're willing to to retract ours, basically, without saying many words. If the U.S. actually acts, you know, rationally.
Right.
Yeah, and on the company's front, I've never seen anything like this from a management company. We saw Marion Roberts coming out basically saying that the offer from Aeton grossly undervalues the company at 15 rands, and you know their company is worth between 20 and 22 rands. And then Alan Gray at the bottom comes out and say, actually, if Aeton wants to go ahead with this 15 rands, they give them their irrevocable undertaking to say, you know,
I
what,
saw that.
That's a thumbs up from us, and we own 10.9, close to 11% of the business. We're happy with the offer.
I actually wonder, will they be happy if Aeton comes back and say, you know what, Marion Roberts, we'll give you your 20 to 22 rand or however you value the company. Will then Alan Gray say, actually, we were wrong about...
No. Remember, Alan Gray has been an investor in this company for a long time. So anything that's profit for the clients.
Yeah.
So, I mean, higher profits are always good for clients. But if there's some profits, because I'm sure they've been in the doldrums for this one and for a long time. And, you know, 15 rand is still a good number. Maybe that's what they're indicating here.
I was actually thinking, I mean, you know, you're talking earlier about, you know, Trump and trade tariffs, and Gary was talking about the same thing. In fact, he gave it the three T's or something like that: tariffs, Trump, and technology, or something along those lines. When you hear all of these news, like, does it make you reassess some of your positions and what you want to have exposure to? Or is it a thing where we just wait to see if we're at a full-blown trade war before you start deciding whether if you have any other FANG stocks?
So the first point of call, you don't want to be the guy that shoots from the hip. But,
yeah,
you know, because of recency bias and, you know, these events that have happened recently, Steinhoff, you know, a few that have happened even prior to that, you've seen that actually, you know, shooting from the hip has actually given you more returns for your clients than actually sitting it out. So it's a very tough one. We assess each, situation on its own. The most important thing with this specific problem is that we actually don't know anything. It's all in the background. We still don't know who gets affected the most.
Mm.
But we've seen with technology specifically that Trump is targeting Amazon, and, you know, that's because they own the Washington Post. And him as a president has his own problems with the Washington Post because, you know, they give good news and he likes Fox, which is propaganda.
Yeah.
So, therefore is targeting that company for those reasons. And it tries to cite, you know, good sounding reasons for it. But, you know, as someone come out actually in the White House saying, it's all talk on this front. You can't really do much about it.
So, I was telling Gary that I think Trump has a short on Amazon.
So most of this is actually going to bring upon opportunities. For example, like you're saying, Amazon, maybe if you think it's priced right currently, and, you could pick up some of those right now. But some of them actually might, you know, you might be getting into a value trap. Yeah.
Okay. It's Wednesday, going into the rest of the week. What are you keeping an eye on?
In terms of what you're keeping an eye on, there's not much happening really in the market. We just have to keep our eyes very closely on these trade wars.
Mm.
I like what China is coming out with. Let's see if America decides to do the right thing. But most importantly, someone was saying that actually Trump doesn't like something that adversely affect the US stock markets, because that's, I think that's how he values himself, like whether he's doing good or bad. So someone is saying he's going to retract some of these tariffs and duties, so hopefully he's right.
We'll see. That's Bright Kumalo, a portfolio manager at Vestec Asset Management.